best mates with our friend Nick Cody. Luke, yes. Heggie, Grogan.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for coming in. We're always here.
Now, yeah, I'm nervous, Luke, for a few reasons. One, we had a good mate of everybody's here, Dilruk Jayasinghe, in an hour ago, and
yeah.
I
Your
have
mate.
Been cancelled. So I said something to him.
I heard what you said.
Oh,
yeah. Many times.
Do you guys want to relive it?
No, I don't, actually.
I'm going to play it for you in context, though.
Jeff, what have you got? What's your juicy Jerry Springer story have you got from Packy?
Pakenham.
Pakenham.
I mean, I say some bad stuff. I wouldn't think to do that, though. That's crazy.
I know.
You've called your show Grogan, Heggy.
Yes.
I don't think Fee knows.
What a Grogan's a...
He's a podcast dude, isn't he?
Grogan?
No.
He's a bogan. It's not just say the first word pops into your head. It rhymes with it.
I don't think. Should I know what a Grogan is?
Packies aren't smackies.
What's a Grogan? Do I? Is this common?
No, just the way you're excited to say Grogan, I realised Fee doesn't know what it is.
I don't know what a Grogan is either. What's Grogan?
Oh, it's a poo.
Oh, yes. I've never heard of it as a
really?
Grogan.
Really? Yeah.
Curl you off really, a Grogan.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, right. Fee hates poo chat.
I don't like that.
Well, I'm not chatting about it. I'm just calling the show that.
Is the show about?
Absolutely not.
Off you. Okay, good, good, good. Because I came to see you last year.
Oh, yeah.
And we laughed. Like, that was incredible. And that was one of the best nights of last year.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to see...
No.
Endless.
There's no.
What I love too, Heggy, always be shifting. He sells merch. One of the bits of merch that he's got.
Yes, I got one.
The 10-inch carpenter pencils.
Yeah.
And he gave one to Fev before, and Fev said, oh, grouse, I got one of these chopsticks last year. Now I've got another one. And I said, it's a pencil.
I'm like, where's the other one?
Well, how do you sharpen it?
Yeah, what
you ask an adult to help you with a knife to sharpen it.
Oh, because that doesn't fit in a standard sharpener.
No.
No.
You haven't got a knife?
No, I don't know how to sharpen any pencils.
How do you people get through the day? Just sit here and people bring you stuff.
Yeah.
We light up Melbourne, we drive home and sit on the couch and watch TV shows.
Fee points out the window and says, unless you want to be at Centrelink tomorrow, get me a mocha.
Yeah.
And don't make eye contact when you bring it in. That's generally how
it's not.
Now, you'll also be fascinated to know, Heggy, you know, a lot of people get into the country in different ways. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Private jet, big names for the comedy festival, flying in first class, business class.
You didn't drive, did you?
From overseas.
Oh, yuck.
Heggie drove from Sydney, but not his car. How'd you get there, mate?
I got a camper van that needed to be back in Melbourne. Big, big car. Oh, it's a like 3 metre high car.
Why?
Difficult in the wind. Hats off to those backpackers doing that all over the country. It's not easy.
Well, you love hiring a car because I saw you at the Brisbane airport last year.
Yeah.
And you're driven from Brisbane to Sydney to catch a flight because you're going to miss your Brisbane flight.
Yeah.
And then
you
conked out halfway through or you went to a petrol station, nearly got abducted.
Yeah, yeah.
You just hire cars.
That was in my nephew's Suzuki Swift.
Yeah.
That wasn't a hire car.
Oh, it was a Suzuki Swift.
Yeah. I had to take that back to Gold Coast. Not
there's a lot of cars going back.
Do you have a fear of flying?
No, I have a fear of, well, no.
No.
I just missed, like you just miss them or like they just cancel now. That's what they do. COVID just made them go, no, I'm cancelling. All right.
Are you scared to go on a plane because you might be on your podcast? Mid-flight brawls.
Have a few rums and start swinging. But what I love though, he's picked it up off a website where people just need their caravan moved. That's how he got down.
You got paid for it.
You don't get paid. It just doesn't cost anything to hire it. Just got to get it back here.
He had to shift all his merch, all the carpenter pencils and books. So how sus is this? Picks up a van from a stranger, goes to a dock to pick up books.
Oh, yeah.
And then comes down the highway in the middle of the night.
So you can't fly with 12 boxes of books.
So hang on, where do you put the books now you're here? What have you've given the camper van to the people who want it.
They're at the Greek Centre.
The what? Why?
The books are at the Greek Centre. I've got to pick them up one by one. As I need them.
How are you going to...
Any slang for the Greek centre fee?
Just off, you know, it all fell into place.
How are you going to get home to Sydney?
I'll fly... Well, hopefully I'll sell the books. I didn't bring them down to take them back.
She's having a mare. Did you think that the camper van might have been like, if it's been at a dock, do you reckon something might have been put on there from Colombia or something? Did you ever
I had books in every nook and cranny. There's no way you could fit a packet of powder in that van.
No.
Yeah, there's books.
He picked up his books. He swallowed 12 balloons, which he just assumed was merch in smaller form.
And that's why he called it Grogan.
No airports to avoid the border security TV show.
When's your show start, mate?
Tonight.
Tonight. Yes. Where are we seeing this?
At the Morris House. Morris House, where you guys came last year.
Great place.
And you assaulted me afterwards.
Yeah. That's all right. Well, you were little.
Because you didn't understand.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
A couple of things. I'm stupid. In front of his, I was going to say peers, but actual fans, the whole place was just chock block of Luke Heggie fans. Chock a block. And Fev picked you up like a little puppet and carried you around.
I loved him.
A very patronising gesture.
Yeah. He's obviously missed leg and arm day. That's okay. Leaves that up to his mate that does the weights. But you were very funny.
Oh, thanks very much.
I don't think comedians are that funny, like when I go watch them. Mm. It's not that funny.
They're rubbish.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
A lot of them are no good.
An Asian walked into a German and a Swedish man and what are they in the bar.
This 1970 you're talking
about.
Yeah,
but I've watched stand-up on, like, I really try.
Yeah.
But you were very funny. He's very funny.
Didn't we then go down to the basement to watch you, Nick?
Yeah.
But I think I missed you because I was in the toilet.
I don't know.
How long?
And then there was another guy on that was pretty good, a young dude, looking nerdy looking dude.
Dan Rath.
Yeah.
Another great comic.
Rathy, he was funny.
We're not plugging his show now. We're plugging Luke Heggie, Grogan.
Yes.
Get out. And now, most comics, you heard Dill Rook in here before. Mm. You've called him something else, Fee, but.
Packy.
Dill was in here and he was complaining that he had to do.
Out of context.
22 shows. How many shows are you doing this comedy festival, Heggie?
43.
43 shows?
Why?
School fees.
What do you mean? Well, so one extra show is like a week off labouring. So I'd do 10 shows a day if I could.
Is that like, do you do them at night? You've doubled up. So two a night.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Not really. It's 2 hours work instead of one. I know you people don't think like this, but some people have to work like 8-10 hours a day. Like that's hard.
Yeah, that's blue collar sort of stuff. I don't think I could ever do that, working 8 to 10 hours. Oh, that'd hurt.
Yeah, you're one of the rare blokes that got
I've
into
never
breakfast.
Had a job.
Yeah, but you got into breakfast radio, and that's the longest job you've ever had. Like footy was only 2 hours.
Mm. No, well,
you're in the Carlton Ford line, so you weren't even working 2 hours once a week.
No, Heggie, you train every day. You're there all day.
Yeah,
you train. Right. You play table tennis. You play poker. Then sounds you do hard. Weights, and then you play poker again. Then you have lunch, and then you're there all day though. Like it's a long day.
Yeah.
If there
was only any of those activities you could cut out.
No, then you go on the ground and you just kick a footy around on the grass.
You poker and ping pong sober during the day?
Yeah, best.
Lunatic.
No, but you put money, you gamble.
It
changes everything.
Right.
Responsibly,
really,
of course.
It really lifts the spirits of everything. But it is hard. 2 hours, that's a lot though. Do you do the same show?
Yeah, same show.
Not back to back though.
There's an hour off in the middle.
Yeah. Alternate shows.
What? No, but
was the suggestion he does alternate shows?
No, if he's doing, I thought he might have one for one and then have like.
Feb's
double.
Comedy questions.
Yeah,
it's its own segment.
Just wandered into the room, haven't you?
I wandered through life, bro.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not just the room.
And you should wander to Luke Heggie's show, Grogan. What's it called, Fee?
No.
it's on at Morris House from tonight through to April 21st. Tickets lukeheggie.com.
And you've got merch and books to sell. Yeah, which would be great. Bring your cash. Do you swipe?
Yeah, I've got an FTOS. Prefer cash though, gentlemen.
Yeah,
prefer
cash.
And if you've got a caravan that needs to go back to Sydney at the end of April, pretty much.
Thanks, Luke. Appreciate it, mate.
Thank you.
Are you staying with him?